Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So the Houthis, hopefully at this point, realize that there can be a lot of damage done. But of course, they're now trying to up the ante. And I just got to tell you, I mean, who escalated this thing to begin with? After Hamas attacked Israel, well, obviously the Houthis have been escalating this whole thing because they've been attacking shipping and so forth. We wouldn't need to do airstrikes if they weren't doing what they were doing. But folks, I mean, that's part of the mixed up crazy world in which we live. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we head into the Saturday morning edition of the show. We'll be opening up the telephone lines for callers at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for our guests who we'll be speaking with here in just a moment. Our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't forget, folks, as well, no matter what time this weekend that you're hearing this program, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We sure do appreciate that when you do that. And so without further ado, let's get right back to Denise Simon. Good morning and happy weekend again, Denise.
Hey, same to you. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Well, again, you know, just to sort of finish up, we were talking about these airstrikes. You know, hopefully that will, you know, we hear this term degrade their ability. I'm curious, why don't you just stop
them? Eliminate. Ability?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We told Saudi Arabia in 2018 to quit bombing Yemen because they were causing a humanitarian crisis. So this is what you get. So about imagine that Saudi Arabia standing there with their hands on their hips and stomping their feet going, see, we told you.
Right. So, well, at this point, though, why wouldn't Saudi Arabia want to just kind of join in? They've called for restraint with this. But what's the dynamic going on there? Because it just seems counterintuitive then.
Well, it's hard to tell now. I mean, they may be calling for restraint so the Houthis don't come back and start bombing Saudi Arabia again.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But meantime, yeah. The price of oil is going up. The cost of shipping has gone up, what, 300%?
300%, you're right.
Insurance rates and timing. I mean, this is having to divert these cargo ships. Is adding at least 10 days. At least 10 days. Now, my husband told me last night he was talking to an aluminum guy, and his aluminum was supposed to be in the United States on December the 14th, and now they're saying it won't be here till the 1st of March.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, and that's also significant because we're used to getting what we need or being able to plan jobs or stuff like that. And
right.
All that gets discombobulated. And it's, yes, because of what's happening in the Red Sea. So events on a different, a whole other side of the world can affect us here at home very quickly.
Precisely. Yes. Precisely. And so, you know, what did this administration think would be the consequences if they did not it's a foreign policy disaster again. And I truly believe that Biden did not make this decision.
This came
from somebody else in this White House. I mean, if you looked at his visit yesterday in Pennsylvania.
Oh, to the coffee shop? Yeah, to the coffee shop.
I mean, God.
Yes, this is.
Something happened to this man. Physically, something happened to this man. He either had a stroke or, you know, dementia has said it. Something virtually happened between the time that he left the White House and the time that he went back on the campaign trail, not that he really went out on a campaign trail. Something, I mean, his voice quality has even changed. So something physically happened. I'm convinced of it.
Well,
I mean, the man shuffles. He moves out in absolute slow motion. And he has no resonance. He has no volume in his voice.
No, I agree. I agree. And he went into that coffee shop and he says, my name is Joe Biden. I work for the government and the Senate.
Yeah.
No. So, you know, could he have been, you know, like making a funny joke about the days when he was out campaigning, you know, on the street?
But it's not funny.
Yeah. See, you're right. See, that's the thing. I don't think he just sort of lapsed or, you know, or is making a joke. I think he went on autopilot, you know, from years ago. You know, I don't know how else to describe it, but whatever it is, it's all disturbing. And you're exactly right.
So what better time for China, especially Iran and Russia, to do what they're doing, and they're getting away with it?
Well, sure. Because even just watching Biden walk into that coffee shop, you know, he kind of, the look on his face is kind of like, I don't quite know where I'm going.
And he walks over, he looks at this bookshelf behind this girl, and we don't even know what he's looking at. And then he walks over and looks at a menu that's up on a wall. And I asked my husband, I said, what is he doing? He said, he's reading the menu on the wall. I said, why? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, he left the conversation that he was having with the people that were there, and he walks over by himself and just starts staring at the wall.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, again, it's all very concerning, and it's not because we're trying to be mean-spirited or anything like that.
I think people look at it and it's
very serious. Yeah.
It is now. I mean, this is a problem, and it's not I mean, if we're seeing it, imagine what other leaders are seeing it, and good leaders and not so good leaders across the global stage. And so then it puts the burden on other people in the administration to, you know, assess conditions and make decisions, which I would argue, since we don't seem to have a Secretary of Defense, although they say that, you know, he's watching these strikes go real time from a hospital. Well,
right.
Something's very wrong here.
Indeed. Well said. Denise Simon, we're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. 949-822-7959. The weekend edition continues.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Music never gets old, does it? I mean, it's been around a long time, but it never gets old, does it? It's got a great sound to it. And, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and you know what that means. It means we have a little bit more fun. You know, we try to, you know, keep the funnel meter lighting up and, you know, going into the red if we can. We make that happen, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, as we do now with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, once again, Denise, there's so much happening in terms of what's happening in the Middle East, but certainly Donald Trump got to make his a brief statement at the end of the trial, but he went after the judge a little bit on that as well, as I recall.
Yes.
Yep. And
well, gave him 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting to me because we won't play the whole audio clip, but Kevin O'Leary, who's also known as Mr. Wonderful, right, from Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always interesting to hear what he has to say. But he basically said, take the politics out. And take the name Trump out, and to have a real estate fraud trial like this is, you know, in other words, he said you'd have to prosecute or sue every single real estate person out there because of the way the valuations are done and how it all gets sort of hashed out in the end. But certainly, you know, Letitia James is looking for anything to, quote, Trump up, right?
Well, I guess she's become a real estate expert, and they've completely ignored what the bank had to offer in their testimony, that Trump was a good customer, paid on time. We'd like to continue to do business with them. We did our due diligence. So that into itself should have stopped the whole thing, but... Yeah, so Real estate, interestingly enough, today, real estate doesn't have the value that it once had when Trump was getting loans from the Deutsche Bank. Yeah, I mean, that's a factual statement, so maybe she's looking at today's real estate values as opposed to what they once were. I mean,
And the valuations are matters of opinion. You know, you could say, hey, my neighbor's house is worth, you know, $1 million or something, but yet somebody comes along and buys it, but they buy it for $800,000, you know, or something like that. And you say, well, wait a minute, it's worth what people will pay for it, for one thing, and, you know, and it, nothing is always set in stone. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, I think they seized upon this whole notion in order to, again, they got to get something. They have to get a judgment. They have to get a conviction. They have to get something because it's all about getting Trump.
It's funny that you kind of mentioned that because I'm kind of going through early spring cleaning in my house, and I came across something that had the address of where I used to live in Tacoma, Washington. And I lived there as a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I took that and I looked up the address. And, of course, you look up it and you end up at Zillow or you end up at, you know, Redfin, you know, one of the real estate things. And I saw the value of the house was almost $700,000 in a suburb of Tacoma. So I looked at this house. Now, you know, I sort of remember it because, again, I was very young. And I was absolutely stunned to see the pictures from the inside of the house. It's not for sale, but that was the value that Zillow put on the house. And then I looked at the value of the house that I used to live in Chicago, in the suburb of Chicago. And I know that the estimated value of the house that I'm living in now. And the comparisons are ridiculous. I mean, they're absolutely ridiculous.
Sure.
So, and that's today. Now, if you look at a snapshot of those three, my house now and the one in Chicago and the one in Tacoma, for instance, 10 years ago when, or however many what years ago was that Trump was getting these valuations or had these valuations on his real estate property, it'd be a very, very different snapshot now, wouldn't it? I mean, everybody is saying that housing today is exceptionally expensive. That's housing. But commercial real estate's kind of collapsing in a whole bunch of places. Why? Because people are working from home. And, you know, we've gone to a hybrid model, so they don't need that office space anymore. I mean, what's the vacancy of the office space in San Francisco?
Well, it's a lot.
New York.
It's a lot. And,
yes.
And a lot of these big square footage things, we don't know what's going to happen to them. It's not easy to convert an office building to apartments, per se, but in some cases, some commercial places, retail and so forth, will just be bulldozed in order to put up apartments.
Well, look at the shopping malls. I mean, the shopping malls, remember there was a time when they were building shopping malls just everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
And now they're not building any, and if you go in the shopping malls, they're half empty. The anchors have left, you know, the big anchors. I mean, Sears, I mean, that's pretty much over with. JCPenney, how many did they close?
That's right. And when the anchors leave, then in many cases, some of these other name stores that aren't big anchors like Macy's or stuff like that, but some of these other stores, they may have it in their lease that if that anchor leaves, I can break my lease or I don't have to pay so much because that foot traffic is
there. How many hotels in San Francisco are going, we're finished, and they've just defaulted on the loan and handed the entire building back to the banks? So here you deal with it.
That's right. That's right. How bad does it have to get in order to actually do that?
So it proves your point.
Yeah.
And the point is that real estate, you know, the values are just all over the place, and they go up, they go down, they go left, they go right. And so I guess Letitia James thinks that she's smarter than anybody else in the business.
Well, she did say she was going to get Trump, you know. Right? Wasn't she the one who said, I'm going to get up every day and go there?
And she said it's not political. Well, that was just yesterday or day before yesterday. Well, of course it's political.
Well, and isn't that something? Because, of course, it's political And in a lot of times, you know, I see this stuff happen and you think, this is old Soviet Union stuff. You know, we're going to denounce somebody, and that should be enough to completely humiliate them.
What they're trying to do is break the man financially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're literally trying to break him financially so he won't run. He'll go, okay, you know, my financial, my real estate empire is suffering here, and they're trying to destroy the business, which destroys him. And, you know, how many other people have they worked to destroy within his administration? I mean, look at Mark Meadows. Look at, what's his name? He destroyed Paul Manafort.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that actually brings up something, and we touched on this earlier in the week, but for the weekend audience and listeners, I think it bears repeating. You know, if you, let's say Trump wins, he becomes president, he's got to form a cabinet, you know, and so forth. Who
in the world wants to do that?
That's right. That's right. Now, I understand about serving your country or calling, you know, when the president calls and all that under normal circumstances, but it will be an all-out total war like you've never seen. And who would want to put themselves or their family through something like that? I mean,
how many chiefs of staff did he go through?
Yes.
How many secretaries of defense did he go through?
Right. Oh. Right. Well, exactly. Now, the one thing about Trump, though, is that hopefully there wouldn't be the level of the unforced errors that he did have. And that was just because he was never a politician.
Somewhere his own fault. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
And one would think he'd come in with a much different sort of ability. It's a one-term deal, and I think he would make it count, you know, if given that opportunity.
But I would also say, interestingly enough, that just here in the last, month and a half, the next president, whether we keep Biden or whether it's Trump or DeSantis, they're going to be a wartime president.
Yeah.
I don't think that we can dispute that. And I don't think that anybody's having that discussion either.
Well, that's right. That's it. Well, because the only thing that Biden is fighting is for our democracy.
Yeah, right. Whatever that
that's,
is.
That's the latest thing that he has that he's doing for us. Well, Denise, stay right there because we're coming right back. Right after the bottom of the hour, and we'll open up the telephone lines as well. And, folks, it's the weekend edition. It flies by. I can't explain it, but that's what happens. So I'm just going to go with it. And don't go anywhere, by the way, because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So it turns out that just a few months ago, the White House was actually praising Hertz for accelerating their electric vehicle transition. And as we heard yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, they're getting rid of some 20,000 EVs, and they're gonna invest in gas-powered cars and vehicles to rent to the general public. Very interesting change, I should say. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And welcome back as we continue through the weekend edition, 949-822-7959. If you're with us live here on Saturday morning, if you're listening to us on a repeat or replay, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com anytime if you'd like to send us a direct message. And, of course, we're back with Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, yeah. What do you think about that, real briefly? What do you think? It looks like the electric cars are not something that people want to go out and rent, evidently.
Well, as we discussed, I mean, those that rent cars don't necessarily know the area. And certainly if they don't know the area, they're not going to know where the charging stations are. And I would also necessarily say, at what price is Hertz going to sell these cars off for?
That's right. Good question.
It's a colossal loss.
But they were being held up as a hey, look at this, from the White House. This is another great example of EV transition to the future or whatever. But yeah. And eventually, things will change. Technology does increase. And one day, who knows what kind of power source a vehicle will have, and you could go forever probably, but that day isn't here yet.
Well, also understand, too, that, what Hertz has to pay to insure those cars. I mean, let's face it, that people that rent cars are not quite as caring about the vehicle as if it was their own. So what do they have to pay for insurance costs if a vehicle is in an accident, you know?
Yeah, a lot of these car companies, these rental car companies, they self-insure. And a lot of times, you know, you don't know. You find a car that came from a rental company, as I understand it, it may be that you don't have all the information of whatever happened to that because it's all in you know, it's an in-house thing. You know,
precisely.
Yeah. All right, well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon and Bob here on this weekend edition with a question and or comment for Denise Simon. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, well, it's clear to me that Biden is a combination of dementia and stroke. He probably had a what they call a TIA, which is a microstroke.
Right.
And I think there's about a zero chance that he can make it through another year to get to get to this election. There's no chance at all. So that, to me, says it's going to be Michelle and Gruesome Newsom. That's exactly what I think is going to happen.
And what order?
As far as Iran
Newsom for president and Michelle for vice president or vice versa?
Oh, no, Michelle first, for sure.
Interesting, yeah.
Because actually Obama's been running the whole thing, so that's exactly right according to his plan. All right. And as far as Iran goes, I think we got to confront Iran now because they are a theocracy and their religion basically says we have to take over and control the world. And they are just going to keep coming because of their religion, the mullahs. That's the way the mullahs are going to steer them. All right, that's it, Kyle.
Hey, very cool. Back in the Bob, we appreciate the call very much. Have a great weekend, my friend. All right, Denise, what do you think about that? Obviously, we've
I know there's been a lot of chatter about Michelle Obama, but I can tell you that if you look at the only thing she cares about is domestic stuff, is social justice stuff. She doesn't care about anything else. So she would clearly be way out of her, you know, realm of abilities, much less strategic thinking, when it comes to all things foreign policy. I mean, way out of her league. I think between she and Barack Obama himself, they don't want it. You know, I understand the discussions, and I understand a lot of people are floating her name out there. But, you know, a presidency doesn't begin and end with social justice policy. I don't think either of them want. They'll be happy to, you know, work in the shadows and, you know, behind the curtains and all of that kind of stuff. But, No, I think you could end up with somebody else if it's not Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm not sure that we all are kind of thinking that it's going to be Newsom. I'm not so sure it's going to be him either because he's all about social justice. He doesn't have a clue about foreign policy. I mean, look at his trip that he made to China. He doesn't have a clue. I mean, he praised China, from start to finish on that trip. And then he praised him again when China went to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, about a month later? No, I don't think he wants it either. I mean, there is such a mess, and the Democrats know that it's a mess. They absolutely know that these things are a mess. And, I mean, it just, you know, who's being real honest about it all is David Axelrod, at least. So I think if it was going to be some other Democrats, not going to be the typical names we've been seeing out there.
Well, Joe Manchin has been on record now as saying he thinks that by the time we get to Super Tuesday, it'll become more clear if there's a path for a third party candidate. You know, I don't know. I mean, bizarre things have happened. I know that. But does somebody like a Robert Kennedy Jr., do they have a real path to this? And let's just say they won the election. How do they go about, again, forming a cabinet and governing?
Well, I mean, we talked about those that the trouble that Trump could necessarily have building a cabinet. I would argue that Democrats would, too. I mean, the debt, if for nothing else, I think is way above Newsom. I mean, what's California now? $40 billion in debt?
Yeah, and he wants to go in, I think, to the so-called rainy day fund. Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Rainy day fund, yeah.
I mean, the issues are so huge that I don't know that there's a Democrat out there. Somebody may just, you know, float their name out there and put them out there at the Democrat National Convention.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a gesture. I think the Democrats are almost resigned. In fact, we're happy to leave it with Biden, knowing that he's going to lose. And, you know, in order to stabilize the United States, whatever that means, they're happy to hand it off to a Republican.
That's an interesting take, indeed, because there is such a mess. You know, in fact, you've got Trump now also saying, you know, if there's a collapse, I want it to happen in the next 12 months because I don't want to be Herbert Hoover.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he knows. Look, we got an education problem. We got the whole abortion debate that's never going to go away because the Democrats are never going to let it go away. Could you have another retirement off the Supreme Court? That therein lies another one, because they're trying real hard, you know, to push a couple of these justices off the bench. Obviously, immigration. We have the debt. We got trades, the supply chain. And, you know, as I said, the next president's, I mean, Biden, for all intents and purposes, is a wartime president already, which is that nobody will admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clearly going to escalate here in the next several months, I think.
And that's ominous. It really truly is, because you pack all that stuff together, like you were just talking about, and then on top of that, put some other black swan event or other attack or something like that. COVID. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that...
And it doesn't have to be a COVID, but it can be something else as catastrophic as COVID.
Right. That's exactly right. And unfortunately, you know, we don't know where that's coming from. I mean, because there's so many different things that could happen. And you've got operatives in the country already that could either, you know, help spread disease, you know, and a virus or this kind of thing, or do other attacks on infrastructure, stuff like that. I mean, this is a very serious time in which we live, no doubt about it.
Well, one of the easiest things to do to really hurt us would be a cyber attack.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, in terms of infrastructure as well, if you shut down water or electricity, mm-hmm. stuff like mm-hmm. that, you can really draw some pain. All right. Well, Denise Simon, we appreciate everything. We hope that you have a great rest of your weekend. Great
you
week.
Too. Thank you.
Of broadcasting. Take care. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thank you. Good weekend.
Take care. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, we are coming right back. Final segment of the program this morning for the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The weekend edition, and we're reaching the end here pretty soon. Last segment of the program this morning, and again, it has flown by. But don't go anywhere yet, because number one, we got more to talk about, and then of course, there's more great programming coming up on your local station as well. But I'll tell you this though, the week does go by pretty fast, and by the time we hit Saturday morning, the weekend edition. It's kind of a blur. You kind of go, well, where did it all go? Well, speaking of, by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Of course, KyleWarrenShow.com is my home website. If you'd like to ever send us a direct message, you can go over there and take advantage of that. You can simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there. Well, talking about where did it go? I'm not talking about Lloyd Austin. Where did Lloyd Austin? We know, and again, we wish him the very best. Our thoughts and prayers, certainly, for his recovery from being treated for prostate cancer, we understand, and then a related infection. But where did it go? Where did Israel go? Well, if you're in a Brooklyn public elementary school, this from Newsmax, a poster in an art class at a Brooklyn public elementary school showing a map of the, quote, Arab world, unquote, is causing an uproar as it has omitted Israel for, quote, Palestine, according to the New York Post. The poster, which has now been removed following a free press story published Thursday was manufactured by Arab education company Ruman, spelled R-U-M-A-N, Ruman. It features Islamic landmarks in each of the countries in Northern Africa and the Middle East, and was posted in the classroom where Rita Lahoud, an educator at the school, was teaching Arab culture arts to pre-K and elementary students. The program is funded by Qatar Foundation International, or Qatar Foundation International, the American wing of the Qatar Foundation, a nonprofit owned by the ruling family of the wealthy Arab state, according to the Free Press. Quote, I am deeply concerned about this issue, and we are working to determine why this map is on display, if the map was approved by the Department of Education, and whether the exclusion of Israel is part of the class's curriculum. Representative Dan Goldman, whose district includes the school, told the Post, with the shocking rise in anti-Semitism and anti-Israel sentiment in the city and around the country, it is imperative that our public schools accurately and fully teach our students about the history and origins of the state of Israel, the Democrat congressman added. Exactly. You know, this reminds me of a story not all that long ago where I think China had some maps either, you know, posted online or something, and they also omit Israel from the map. You know, and I'm telling you, that's art imitating life in the sense that you've got these groups that literally want to wipe Israel off the map in a figure of, in a matter of speaking, right? But, of course, they literally want to do that. But now they've actually got maps that have wiped Israel off the map. I mean, this is crazier than you ever thought possible, my friends. Crazier than you ever thought possible. And so who knows? But obviously, you know, whenever you destroy parts of history, you really hurt the next generation. You know, I grew up and I learned about American history, and this is why I'm kind of baffled sometimes. I really am. I'm baffled by the phraseology of, you know, well, do you know the real history of the United States? Let's talk about the real history. You've got to understand what really happened, you know. And that kind of thing always sort of throws up a red flag for me, only because I feel like I learned American history warts and all. You know, I learned about, obviously we learned about the American Revolution. There's a lot of history that, you know, leads up to the American Revolution that is also very, very important, European history, this kind of thing, and why people even came to the New World. You know, that's a whole different discussion, right? But certainly you learn about American history, learn about the Revolution, but then you also learn about some of the other things and aspects of American history, including things like slavery. I didn't come out of school, elementary school or high school or anything. I didn't come out saying, you know, having some illusions about slavery, basically. I understood that slavery was a very bad thing. We understand that it was a terrible time and a scourge on American history. Can you imagine what the world would be like if it had never happened? Slavery had never come to these shores, this kind of thing. You can think about that, and I think that's an important exercise. But I understood the bad things that go along with our history, in the sense that nobody has to come along and then say, but what you really don't understand is, because in my estimation, and I grew up in the shadow of Martin Luther King, and his famous speech, I Have a Dream. In fact, it's MLK Day this coming Monday, right? And I grew up in the shadow of Martin Luther King and civil rights, and my take on America is that it's always moving in the right moral direction. This is one of our greatest strengths that we have, is to be able to right wrongs, to be able to, as I said, move in the right moral direction. So from the Civil War in the 1860s to civil rights in the 1960s, it was always my impression that America would move in the right moral direction. And unfortunately, and this is really, really sad, unfortunately, we've seen almost to move backwards in terms of societal relations in this country, And it's a very, very sad thing because, you know, I always thought that we were making the kinds of progress that the founding fathers set in motion to be able to change and to evolve and to get better and not go backwards and try to exacerbate the tensions between peoples. And these days, this is exactly what we're seeing, right? We're seeing the exacerbation of tensions between people based on race, ethnicity, their part of the world they come from, whatever it is, and it's happening almost on a global scale. And who does that serve? Nobody, except for those who believe they can continue to stay in power or something like that, as long as everybody else is divided. But the great promise of America, e pluribus unum, from many one, that still is important today. It's still important that we have a shared value system, that we exist under the rubric of the United States Constitution. As the red, white, and the only colors that should matter are the red, white, and blue. The rule of law should be supreme. And justice for all. Right? That's what we talk about, even when we say the Pledge of Allegiance and we look at our founding documents. So, all right, I'm waxing philosophical because we're heading into the weekend. It's just, you got to say it, But I got to tell you, folks, again, the ability for this country to do good is virtually unlimited. But we can only do that good when we're able to really see clearly as to what our country's really all about and where it really came from and the ability to be literally that shining city on a hill. And I'm not saying that to sound cliche, because that's exactly what it is. It's that shining city on a hill. But you have some people who believe that, no, you got to tear it apart. Lay it low. You've got to reconstruct it in some other way that just sort of gets rid of the Constitution or gets rid of all these of our American heritage, all this kind of stuff. And they're the ones who are the threat, my friends, to the democracy, if you want to call it that. It's a constitutional republic, but to use the euphemism, they're the ones that would be the threat to the democracy, right? So I still have so much anticipation for the good that our country represents and the good that our country can do and the good that the American people can do from all different walks of life. Yeah, I didn't expect to wax this philosophical on the final segment of the program, folks, but that map story, I think, sort of got me started on it. But, folks, I want to thank you for being with us all week and for the weekend edition. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you want to send me a direct message. And we will see you bright and early on Monday morning. Thanks again, everybody. Best job in the world. I have you to thank for that. Kyle Warren with you. Have a great weekend and take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.